Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, we're counting down to tax day. Just over a week to go, and Tax Administration Jamaica continues to assist you in filing your income tax returns before the March 15 deadline through the Special Taxpayer Assistance Program. Business persons and self-employed individuals island-wide are encouraged to make use of the free tax support sessions, which are geared towards assisting you with filing your final income tax returns for 2016 and your estimated returns for 2017. Remember to take along your income and expenditure statements. A schedule of the free tax sessions, as well as forms, schedules, and instruction booklets, are available on our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your tax tip in 60 seconds, brought to you by the Tax Administration.
On this week's Get the Facts, we examine terms normally used during the budget presentation. The annual budget indicates what will be done with the finances of the country over the course of a year and decides how much money the government plans to spend on areas such as security, education, health, infrastructure development, and other services. Finance Minister Audley Shaw will open the budget debate on Thursday, March 9, and will close the debate on Wednesday, March 22. The debate gives the government an opportunity to outline the activities that will be undertaken for the new fiscal year, note its performance over the previous fiscal year, measure its progress, and assess the effectiveness of its management of the country's finances. These discussions are often accompanied by technical financial terms. Stay tuned for the breakdown. Recurrent expenditure. The recurrent account shows all the expenses that build up from the services normally carried out by the government, such as wages and salaries of government employees and the upkeep of offices, factories, warehouses, and farms. The recurrent account also contains an estimate of the revenue expected from taxes such as import duties, income taxes, property taxes, licenses, and consumption duties. Revenue, or government revenue, is the amount of money the government expects to earn or raise in order to finance public expenditure. The capital account includes expenses connected with the purchase and upkeep of goods such as machinery in factories, school buildings, offices, and roads. It also includes income from government-owned profit-making enterprises and different kinds of loans. Capital revenue represents money raised through royalties, sale of land, divestment proceeds, and external loans. Another term often heard during budget season is Appropriations Act. This is the law that gives the government the authority to spend money for the activities outlined in the estimates of expenditure. The estimates of expenditure is a legal financial document providing details on the amount of money the government intends to spend during the fiscal year. The estimate of expenditure outlines allocations to government ministries, departments, and agencies. Finance Minister Audley Shaw tabled the estimates in Parliament on February 9, and the Standing Finance Committee will on March 3 wrap up its review on the document. The Standing Finance Committee comprises all 63 members of Parliament. Other terms frequently used during the budget debate include fiscal policy, which is the measure used by the government to manage the national budget and to influence macroeconomic outcomes. The consolidated fund is the primary account to which all government revenue is deposited and from which expenditure is withdrawn. Multilateral loans and grants represent funding from international financial institutions such as the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. Bilateral grants represent funding from other governments, and the public debt is the total amount of money owed by the government. You may also hear reference to two types of projects, Capital A projects and Capital B projects. Capital A projects are funded solely from revenue obtained from taxes, while Capital B projects are funded by revenue from taxes and multilateral and bilateral loans and grants. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more. Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.